Jack of Born, is she famous for the Broadway stage? Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor, we're singing Zsa 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 Gabor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Zsa 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 Gabor. She used to get married, now she don't anymore. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Is she on a liquid diet?
I don't think so.
Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor, and is she famous for Green Acres?
I don't think so.
That was Arnold. Arnold the pig, we're singing Zsa 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 Gabor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. You take away the Zsa Zsa Zsa, she's just a bore.
I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, man. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, 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 oh. Daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Left leg, foot, seven foot, eight foot, punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record, is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
no,
shout.
I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Daylight come and we won't go home. Hey, beautiful bunch of bright banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish. Hey.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Left town with a banana. Love a rotten deal. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. I hope it never happens to you. Some fruit breaks your marriage in two. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping away. Down with a banana. I'm a jealous man. She found a 6-inch Latin lover. Now she does the tango with her right hand. And right now I could just die. He's eating my banana cream pie. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping, my baby's slipping, my baby's slipping away.
This song is called Regretting What I Said to You When You Called Me 11 o'clock on a Friday morning to tell me that at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, you're going to leave your office, go downstairs, hail a cab to go out to the airport to catch a plane to go skiing in the Alps for 2 weeks. Not that I wanted to go with you. I wasn't able to leave town. I'm not a very good skier. I couldn't expect you to pay my way, but after going out with you for 3 years, I don't like surprises. And it's subtitled A Musical Apology. In the song, I attempt to take back everything I said while standing in a phone booth on the corner of 49th and 3rd. I didn't mean it when I said I hope the cable in the elevator snapped when you step on board. And I was joking when I said I hope you crack your head and get mangled by the downstairs revolving doors. And I was kidding when I said I hope the number 103 bus hits and makes the pancake out of you. I'm sorry, isn't it amazing what a woman in love will do? And I really don't want to see your taxi on the 59th Street Bridge flip over and crash through the rail. And I feel bad if at the airport you were mistaken for a local sex offender, arrested, beaten up and thrown in jail. I really don't want to see you getting radiation poisoning from the metal detector that all passengers on foreign and domestic flights must walk through. I'm sorry, forgive me for all the mean things I said to you. You thought I didn't have a temper. Ha 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 ha, surprise. But I really don't want to see dismembered by the marijuana sniffing dogs when a simple little nipping would suffice, and I'm sorry that I said I hope the plane explodes in midair as it carries you away from me, and I'm sorry that I said I hope you break both legs on the mountain while you ski. And I'm sorry for all the nasty things I said about your mother, even though we both know they're true. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm swallowing my pride. I'd feel so guilty if you died. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm still mad at you.
But she's dead, and that really kind of blows. Would have liked her head, her chin and cheeks and eyes and nose. And if she would have stuck around, I think we could have had.
found a little joy. Maybe some seasons in the sun. But now she's dead and that's okay. At some point everybody dies. And though her life was kind of short by the standards of today, it would have been long in medieval times. I really liked her, but she's dead. Though I don't know how she died. One guy told me she was young, but someone else said that lie. Another person said that she cut her own head off with a knife. I think that would have been too hard. Not the best way to end her life. But now she's dead and we are not. She's made it to the other side. I bet Jim Morrison there. Kirk and Jerry didn't spy. And other people who have died. At least I think that that's the case. I haven't seen her since she left. And no one else has seen her face. So she might still be alive. Or gone around the world to roam. But to me, till she calls me on the phone.
WATR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and More. Jim Infantino, right there. With She's Dead, which was preceded by Christine Levin, regretting what I said to you, that whole rest of the thing. Carlos Borzani, Sr., My Wife Left Town with a Banana. Stan Freeberg with the Banana Boat song, and Richard Grovin started that off with Zsa Zsa. And I'm friggin' here, and I'm playing comedy and novelty music, and anything that happens to be funny. If you want to hear anything, 475-2271, call up and request it, and we'll see if we can get it on. Tom's not here this week. Poor Tom. Bless his heart. He's not here. Oh, well. And coming up, a whole bunch of songs about a whole bunch of different kinds of people. And maybe you know some people like those kinds of people. But here they are. A whole bunch of different kinds of songs about a whole bunch of different kinds of people.
They got little noses, tiny little. Beautiful. Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil man. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner, that's your head. Add a buggy with body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a gritty, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, gritty, freak, scum-sucking, B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Most any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gun, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying a dime. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these gritty, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
One, two, three. Yeah. Wow. Let me tell you a little story about my girlfriend. She came over to my house, screaming at me. She said I stood her up for our Friday night date last night. I said, baby, last night was Thursday. She said, oh. And then she proceeded to give me a big hug and a kiss. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, my baby's on the rag.
My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag.
Woman ain't like a slave, she'll start to hiss the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow! I'm finding myself to become worried. She started complaining to me how her breasts were sore. I said, I'm sorry. She said, you can't be sorry because men are pigs and they don't know what it's like to go through this. I said, oh. And then she went on for an hour telling me how big a pig men really are. I thought it was. And then she started crying. She started crying about her puppy that died when she was two. She wanted me to hold her. Oh.
little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, and she's a total drag. Woman, you like a snake, she'll try to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow! I am finding this to be an entirely uncopacetic situation. Well, anyway, let me tell you what happened. She made me go to the store for her, because we said she couldn't be seen in public. Bloated. So there I was in the store, searching for the feminine hygiene aisle. I found the aisle. I knew I had found the aisle, because there was 10 of the guys in that aisle with sad looks on their faces. We bonded. My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, and she's a total drag. Womany like a snake, she'll start to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow! My little baby, my little baby's on the rag. Oh, 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 oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
My baby's on the rag. Yeah.
I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Fuck, we both like lover, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whales and toys. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
And the seals, they sing now.
These children tonight are taking their toll. I even get excited when I see the North Pole. See the North Pole. I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
The only one I know.
In my tribe.
Corky and the Juice Pigs, Friggin' here on 89.7 WITR, Henrietta, with Eskimo, and Boogerman was here before that. With The Rag Rag, Freddie Blasey, before that, Pencil Neck Geek, Faust and Lewis with Bald Guys, and Randy Newman started off with Short People, and those were all the songs I played that were about people, about a whole bunch of different kinds of people. Coming up still, we got some Damascus, we got some new stuff that I just got in last week sometime. It's the Space Ghost musical Barbecue. So if you're a Space Ghost fan and you watch the show and you know all the songs, have been waiting for them to put out a CD, it's here, and it's on Rhino, Kid Rhino, and you should be able to find it fairly easily, and it's really good. Any requests, of course, 475-2271, call up, and I'll try to do that for you, and keep listening. And here is Damascus with Making Love in a Subaru, an old classic, funny song. It's really good.
Making love in a Subaru, that's what I wanna do with you. we can always feel around the steering wheel. There seems to be so much that we can do. An alibi that I will not allow is when you tell me that you don't know how. 'Cause it's just like being in bed. All your clothing you must shed. You can stick them in the glove box for now. Don't try to tell me it's a sin. Just lie back, I'll put a hickey on your chin. When you act, it's indiscreet, creating so much body heat, the tachometer will nearly start to spin. And now let us lie between the sheets, and thank heaven for reclining bucket seats. Don't touch that, for goodness sake, you'll release the parking brake. We'll both start to roll down the street. Yikes! Now I'm gonna try to lock your door. Wait a minute, now I'm feeling sore. It's not that I'm not able, something's sticking in my navel. Oh my gosh, it's the four on the floor. Ouch! Visions overhead flying high, hovering above us in the sky. Now I'm feeling at ease. Oh my darling, would you please close the sunroof? Something just fell in my eye. Yuck! You say that something's pinching at your feet. Hey, look what you just found. Oh, ain't that neat? It's my roach clip and my bong. They've been missing for so long. All this time they must have been beneath the seat. Now you're suffocating and I'm waterlogged. All the windows are beginning to get fogged. So my dear, with your consent, I'll open up the flow-through vent. I only hope it also isn't clogged. There are other things that we can do, but only if you're tired of getting scratched. Honk the horn real good and you'll wake the neighborhood. They'll have a marvelous view. Making love in a Subaru, my friend. Making love in a Subaru.
Put your socks on, mama, now. Put your socks on, mama, now. Whoa! Put your socks on, mama. Put your socks on, mama, now. Put your socks on, mama, now. 'Cause your feet really smell. Oh, put your pants on, mama, now. But no, not pants. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Whoa, put your shoes on, mama, now. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Hey, put your shoes on, mama. 'Cause your breath really stinks. Oh, yeah, put your socks on, mama, now. Can I go about 10 more minutes of this?
I wrote this song when I was a disgruntled postal worker.
Every morning, I commute, mild-mannered man in a business suit. I want to get home the end of my day, but there's all these other cars in my way. I pull up behind one, I pull out my pistol, and I blow them away. I'm driving my car, and I want to go fast, and there's a slow car, won't let me pass. I flash my lights, and I honk my horn. I have to consider him warned. I pull up behind him, I pull out my pistol, and I blow him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, it's high noon in my automobile. You can call me crazy, call me sick, but let me get where I'm going too quick. That son of a bitch, he cut me off three whole lanes. He cut across, he made me mad, he made me swerve. Son of a bitch got what he deserved. I pulled up behind him, I pulled out my pistol, and I blew him away. The motorcycle was riding between the backed up traffic, right between the lanes. You know, to me, that's an act of war. I saw him coming, and I opened my door. I knocked him over, and I pulled out my pistol, and I blew him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, it's high noon in my automobile. You can call me crazy, call me sick, but let me get where I'm going to quick illiterate sports car flying past. He made me jealous, went so fast. I gave him the finger, and I thumbed my nose. It took me 50 miles for me to get close enough to pull up behind him and pull out my pistol and blow him away. The little old lady, bless her heart, walking her poodle across the boulevard. It was wearing a red-knitted sweater and a red-knitted hat. His name was Fifi or something stupid like that. I said, here, Fifi, pulled out my pistol, I blew it away.
Oh, and gentlemen, Dueling Brandos.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somewhere instead of a bum, which is where I am. Let's face it, Charlie. I could have been Senator Corleone, Governor Corleone. There wasn't enough fire, Michael. She looked at me as if I was a bug. Don't you remember that night in the garden? When he came down to my dressing room, he said, "Kid, it ain't your night. We're going for the money on Wilson." You remember? Not my night. What are you two, a couple of queens? Hail High Caesar. When will come another? Get me the butter. Aye, aye, Captain Bly, topsails and mantles. Luck be a lady tonight. Jump a lady for hours.
Seven WITR Henrietta, Modern Music and More. I'm friggin' here, and I was playing that was stuff from old Saturday Night Live first season stuff. Dueling Brandos, John Belushi, and a whole bunch of people, Peter Boyle, and of course the band. The Randells before that, Martian Hop, Krypton, Let's Blow Up the Tow Truck. Chuck Brodsky with Blow 'Em Away, a live version of that. Something off the new Space Ghost thing that I just got, a whole bunch of songs from the TV show, from Cartoon Network. Put Your Socks on Mama Now, and Damascus started off with Making Love in a Subaru. Coming up, we still got some Napoleon the 14th, and maybe whatever you want to hear. 475-2271, I'll play it for you. Oh, some doo-doo-wahs coming up, and some Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, all kinds of stuff. So stay tuned for the next hour or so, and then Jeff will be here, and listen to him too, because he's really good as well.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Mm-hmm. laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
This change in me, what can it be? Is it really true? If the answer is yes, then I confess, here's who I owe it to. Photogenic schizophrenic you, with your golden hair askew, I drool about your dual personality, 'cause I know that both of them are meant for me. Photogenic schizophrenic you, photogenic schizophrenic you. Though your every mood is blue, you have gazed at no one else, I swear. You have told me by your vacant stare that my name on your tattoo. You have gained so very much renown in your strapless hospital gown. Oh, I will croon with you through all my life, 'cause they won't let me have a fork or knife. Photogenic schizophrenic, you and your new tattoo. Oh!
I'm in a redneck little dive. I'll be lucky to walk out alive. It's Saturday night in the middle of deer season. There's a sign on the wall saying rock and roll and have a ball. I hope my authentic ethnic folk songs are aesthetically pleasing. Here comes some peckerhead little geek with tobacco in his cheek, and he's yelling in my face, "Hey, faggot, play Freebird." He just finished a pint of Jack, mixed it with a few Prozac, and that twitching muscle in his jaw has got me slightly worried. His friends tell me he's crazy as hell. He just got out of jail. His old lady's wearing a beaded halter top, and her name is Grace. She gives me a big, wet, sloppy kiss that says, "Hey, man, look at this." And shows me her tattoo of Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner into an unbelievable place. So I figure, what the hell? I'll play some tunes and all will be swell. As I finish my first song, a bottle flies past my ear. Someone yells, "Let's squash him flat." someone else yells, "I heard that," and I realize that evolution is still an option here. Look out. Some girl hollers, "Play Zeppelin, man." Somebody else that yells, "No, play Skinner if you can." And I tell them, "Why don't you all fight it out? Whichever side wins, I'll play your tune without a doubt." Suddenly it's a roller derby without wheels. Bottles are breaking and teeth are flying and somebody squeals. Something knocks me to the ground. I'm looking up at Grace and Wiley Coyote's upside down. She says, "If you don't want to go out of here in a trunk, quit playing metaphysical, introspective, existential junk." Well, that's not exactly what she says, but it's pretty close. And as I make it to the back door, I say, "Hell, last night your little sister wanted more." And the whole place gets real quiet. And my rapidly shrinking boy parts tells me that's the one thing I wish they hadn't heard. What the hell? Y'all are the best excuse I've been told for legalized retroactive birth control. Whether it's Skinner or Zeppelin, I don't care. I'm placing this middle finger in the air and inviting each and every one of you to fly this free bird. Hey, Grace, can you make the Roadrunners here at one time?
Every year I drive out to Cape Cod for the last part of June. Leave the city by 10 and you're there in the late afternoon. On the way, there's a village called Marion that you pass through. The first time I approached it, I'll always remember the sign that came into view. It said, "Entering Marion," and I thought, what a fun little sign. But the feeling of entering Marion had a kick that was hard to define. A rapturous rush, a physical flush, chills up and down the spine. For the few minutes I was in Marion, all Massachusetts was mine. Well, it's got to be kind of an annual thing, the event that would start each vacation off with a bang. Then one year, who knows why, I decided to try a new route. So I got out my map and I traced one I thought was a beaut. After driving all morning, I came to the top of a hill, where a sign stood before me that promised a new kind of thrill. It said, "Entering Beverly," which was lovely and not overbuilt. And the pleasure of entering Beverly far outweighed any feelings of guilt. I could say I'm contrite, but it wouldn't be right, for the truth is that later that day, I found myself entering Sharon. It was there, so was I, we enjoyed it, hey, what can I say? By the next year I'd try any route just for novelty's sake. I was cursed with a thirst that no single township could slake. Oh, at the wheel I looked calm, but inside I was running amok. When a sign in the road dead ahead sent me straight into shock. Entering Lawrence, my God, I was out of control. And I'd no sooner finished with Lawrence than boom, I was entering Lowell. Then I backtracked and re-entered Lawrence, then Quincy and Norton as well. Around midnight I pulled into Apple and flopped in a Fleabag motel. I slept fitfully in my clothing,
and awoke in a pool of sweat and self-loathing. Lying there, feeling lower than carrion, a name came clear as a clarion. I jumped in my car, and before very far, I was entering Marion. How totally wonderfully great, how grand to be entering Marion after tramping all over the state. Every sleaze bucket verb, every tryst by the curb, had really just helped me to find. I'm happiest entering Marion, I guess I'm the Marion kind. Oh yes, I'm the Marion kind.
89.7 WITR Henrietta, Modern Music and More. I'm Tim, I'm freaking here playing comedy and novelty music and anything you want to hear, 475-2271, call up and request it, but it's got to be funny. That was John Forrester, Entering Marion, great song. Also appears on the Dr. Demento 25th Anniversary Collection, which came out a few years ago. Before that, Reverend Billy Seward's Freeway to Starboard, Napoleon XIV, before that, Photogenic Schizophrenic You, one of his almost unheard songs. Actually, everything's almost one of his unheard songs, except for maybe two of them. Nancy Tucker started that off with Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. Coming up, we got some Buckner and Garcia, and we got some Doo-Doo-Wah still, and we're going to play a bunch of songs now dealing with video games and things like that, and other things of fun. And this is Buckner and Garcia, and a song that hopefully you'll recognize.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm bringing everything I made. I got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too.
Well, there it is in the corner of the bar. I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
His brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
They start off slow, but it don't play clean. It's tricky and low, it's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. When the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space Invaders. Space Invaders. Space Invaders. Space Invaders.
A feeling of power comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot got him at last.
Space Invaders.
Packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the sand and the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee. Hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, wacky, wacky, nuka, licky, wacky, wacky, nuka, licky, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Ikkabuka, maka, wawahini. All the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck, a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirts sway. Drinking rum from a pineapple out in Kaneohe Bay. The steel guitars are a-playing, and she's talking with her hands. Gimme, okadoka, make a wish, I want a polka, words I understand. Yeah, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. a whisper in my ear. The Ikapuka Makawawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tickies. What the heck, a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Well, I bought a lot of jungle with my moolah, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance the hula, but I guess I should have known. When you start talking with a sweet wahini, a waltzing in the pale moonlight. Okie doke, what I said, a knocker rocker, sis bumbakas. Hope I said that right. Yeah, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Hey, kapuka maka wahini, all the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck, a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Whoa. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear.
Okay, ready?
Oh, y'all. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, quit tuning your tuba.
One, two, three, four.
I know you've often wondered what they're speeding do for fun. You think he makes those movies, Faraday showed her lots of buns. You think he have those nudie girls who really are their sight. But it's so cold in speeding that their teeth would get frostbite. So we watch the American movies, we watch them all day long. Those westerns with their cowpokes that sing those silly songs. So we make our own western, but all we have is goats. We don't have no heifer cows, so we have to be goat folks. I yep up on my horsey, and my butt just is pain. I stepped in all the horsey do just like this guy, John Wayne. My girlfriend's name is Gertrude, she works in a saloon. Her face is like a fjord, but she has her really big boobs. Yippee-ki-yo, dear yippee-ki-yay. I don't go by the eldest, but the eldest all their day. Yippee-ki-yo. Riding on those horses wants to make you take a rest. But we forget to use the bullets they call blanks. So when the shooting started, the actors dropped like flies. They had to cut the movie short cause no one did survive. So I became the actor and I was really tough. Until I lifted Gertrude, I got a hernia. So yup up on my horsey, it really was a fuss. Instead of wearing a gun belt, I had to wear a truss. Yup up on my horsey, in my groin it is a pain. I step in all the horsey do just like this guy on Wayne. My girlfriend's name is Gertrude, she works in a saloon. Her face is like Sir Fjord, but she has her really big boobs. Her face is like Sir Fjord, but she has her really big boobs.
Welcome to Russian Bandstand. This is your host, Nikita Klarchev. In Russia, almost everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Now everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Next is number one song in Russia.
But we don't like that song.
You got to like that song. It's number one song.
But we don't like...
Who else doesn't like that song?
I don't like any other song.
Too late, comrade.
Now, anybody else don't like?
We like that song.
All right, now a word from our sponsor. You better listen.
Light up Stroganoff. New short-length cigarette. Each cigarette, two puffs. That's all you got time for. Work 22 hours, they soak mine. It's only cigarette with microphone filter. So be careful, comrades. Secret police are listening. It's only cigarette I smoke. Right, comrade Mamarella Chef?
Right. It's only cigarette you can buy.
Next on the Russian bandstand is country's number one singing star, Nikita Preslichev. What are you going to sing, Nikita?
Comrade, come on in.
No, that's wrong song. Tomorrow we have new number one singing star. Tomorrow we have new number one song.
Hey, comrade, we are secret police. Tomorrow we have new host on the Russian bandstand.
AI7WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. Spencer and Spencer was friggin' here. Russian Bandstand, Steve Lisenby, before that Swedish Western, Doo-Doo-A, Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. Uncle Vic before that, Space Invaders, Weird Al with an unreleased track called Pac-Man, which you won't find anywhere except by listening to me. And Buckner and Garcia with Pac-Man Fever, an old song that should bring back many, many memories for anybody who happened to be there at the time. Coming up, we got the Dismals, and we got all kinds of good stuff. Maybe Bananas at Large, maybe the Toys, and maybe some Monty Python. You'll just have to listen and find out. And, of course, Jeff coming up in about half an hour or so, a little bit more. So stay tuned for that, too.
There are no cats mentioned in the Bible. I find this fact to be profound. There are dogs, hogs, frogs, and cattle, but cats are nowhere to be found. There are no cats mentioned in the Bible, so as far as I know, they ain't been saved. What we need is a feline revival to get them little kitties to behave. So next Sunday when your cat is acting rude, tearing up the sofa wanting food, stuff him in a box, you won't be cruel. Help him find religion, take him to Sunday school. There are no cats mentioned in the Bible. It's a secret only God could ever tell. But even if we can't solve this riddle, we should try to save our kitties from hell. So next Sunday when your cat wakes you up, grab him by the tail and pick him up. Haul him off to church, you'll do him right. He's long overdue to see the light. There's no cats mentioned in the Bible. I find this fact to be profound. There are dogs, hogs, frogs, and cattle, but cats are nowhere to be found.
Okay, Dismals, take one.
A father and a daughter, a brother and a mom. They all went on vacation, they went to Arkansas. They thought of it together, they thought it would be fun. But when they finally got there, Uncle Elmer gave them guns.
You
cross the line, you touch your nose and you say the ZYXs.
These are words that are most feared from California to Texas. If a traffic cop thinks you're impaired, doesn't matter what your sex is.
You walk the line, you touch your nose and you say the ZYXs.
If you drive an automobile, you better be informed. Cause if they think you've had a drink, these are tests that you'll perform. Now I can't help you find your nose, I forget where your solar plexus. But I can show you how to say the ZYXs.
ZYXWBUT,
it says easy as 5, 4, 3.
SRQBONM,
say it fast and baffled.
LKJIA, GFBDCBA.
Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now that was pretty good. I know you thought along with us, but try it for real this time.
ZYXWBUT,
it says easy as 5, 4, 3.
SRQBONM,
say it fast and baffled.
LKJIA, GFBDCBA.
Now you said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now if you drive an automobile, I've shown you how to survive. And if you cannot learn this song, at least don't drink and drive. Because if they request the simple test of field sobriety, you'll always pass and never fail if you learn this song from me. Oh, ZYXWBUT, it's as easy as 5, 4, 3.
SRQPONM,
say it fast and baffle them.
LKJIA, GFBDCBA.
Now you said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZ.
Vendefuhrer says, we is the master race. We hire, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So we hire, right in the Fuhrer space. When her Goebbels says, we own the world in space. We hire, right in her Goebbels space. When her Goering says, they'll never bomb this place. We hire, right in her Goering space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan Fuhrer Superman.
Yeah, we are Sir Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. I'll hit this world new order.
Everyone of foreign race,
we love the Fuhrer space. When we bring to the world this order, when the Fuhrer says we is the master race, we hire. Right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is the greatest grace. So we hire, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so be pile.
Right in the Fuhrer space.
I love your look, I love your walk.
Nobody home.
I love your smile, but when you talk,
there's nobody home.
I love it when you speak your mind.
Nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
there's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's
nobody home.
Oh, no, there's
nobody home.
Woo! Yeah. I say penny for your thoughts.
Nobody home.
But it seems you're out of stock.
There's nobody home.
When I ask if I can count on you,
nobody home.
You take off your gloves and shoes.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's
nobody home.
What up? There's
nobody home.
The cheese is slipping off the cracker.
Cracker.
The deck is short a card or two. The six pack has a bottle missing.
Missing.
I'm not dissing, just describing you. On your door you left a note that said,
nobody home.
Truer words I've never read.
There's nobody home.
I've seen fireflies that shed more light, but being with you sure feels right. And I'm glad you're out with me tonight. And there's
nobody home.
Oh no, there's
nobody home.
Bye bye, there's
nobody home.
See you later.
Nobody home.
Woo! Nobody home, baby.
Nobody home.
Hello, to you.
There's nobody home.
Ding dong. No, not you, the doorbell.
Nobody home.
I did. Dave's not here.
There's nobody home.
Bye bye.
There's nobody home.
I went out to sail my boat. I was not sure it was locked. I pushed it into the pond. It sank like a rock. It was not such a surprise. These things happen as surmise. Sometimes though it gets my goat, it was not float. My day on the spot. Failure is a funny thing. It makes you mad. Don't go out so much. I like to stay in for lunch and sailing. That's a funny thing. I prefer TV.
WITR, Henrietta Modern Music, and a whole lot friggin' more. Gideon Freudman with Would Not Float, The Toys Before That, Nobody Home, Spike Jones and the City Slickers with The Fuhrer's Face, old 40s era song, really good, Snot Rockmore, Backwards XYZs, and The Dismals with a real short thing called Vacation, and Joe and Sharon Keefe started that off with The Cat Song. I've got about 25 minutes left, then Jeff will be here, and I won't be. But within those next 25 minutes, I can play anything funny that you want to hear. Just call me up at 475-2271, and I'll play it for you. And if you don't call, I don't know what will happen. I might run out of funny stuff. Heaven forbid. But still coming up, we got Monty Python and Bananas at Large. And, I don't know. Maybe I'll surprise you.
Hi. Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. Sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
Did
chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear muckluck.
Uh-huh.
Muckluck.
That's right, muckluck.
Muckluck.
Yeah, muckluck.
Say it again.
Muckluck.
Say it louder.
Muckluck.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, blubber, blubber,
blubber. Muckluck.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Muckluck.
Bulbous bouffant.
Muckluck.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo, bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I couldn't take any more. I was fresh out of hope. Racked with despair at the end of my rope. Looking with longing out at the window ledge.
Pretty funny so far.
I was gonna do myself in, but before I got done and left on that club dirt vacation for one, I thought the suicide hotline might bring me back from the edge. With a trembling hand, I dialed the number, clutching the phone. My life was in the balance. Now I would not be alone.
Hello.
due to recent budget cuts. Your call has been routed to the new combined voicemail system of the Suicide Prevention Hotline and the New York Public Library. If you are calling to inquire about a book, and you know the title of the book, press 1. If you're calling about a book and you don't know the title, but you do know the name of the author, press 2. If you know the date and place of publication, and either the title or the name of the author, press 3. If you've already taken poison, press 4. If you've already taken poison and you know the name of the poison you've taken, enter the first 3 letters of the name, followed by the pound sign. The pound sign is located directly below the 9 on all touchtone phones. If you've taken poison and you're calling from a rotary phone, please be sure to return all outstanding library books as soon as possible. If you're a potential leaper, but you're still inside the building, press star 1. If you're outside the building on the ledge, press star 2. If you've already jumped and you're speaking from a cellular phone, and you're above the 11th floor, press star 4-3 followed by the pound sign. If you're below the 11th floor, you may skip the pound sign. If you're contemplating suicide but are uncertain as to method, please stay on the line for more options. If you're contemplating suicide and you'd like to leave a note but you can't read or write, the library's adult literacy program meets 3:30 Tuesdays at City Hall. Go to the lobby and follow the instructions on the sign. If you're contemplating suicide over a former lover, press star 7. If you're just a little lonesome, call 1-900-HOT-BOGS. Ask for Rusty. If you're contemplating suicide and you're George Steinbrenner, go for it, dude. To repeat this menu of options, press any key or hit the phone against your head hard. Speak with a live operator. Please stay on the line. So your call is important to us. All of our operators are currently busy, but if you stay on the line, your call will be answered in the order it was received. This is the last announcement you will hear. Now playing in Theater 2, Flipper, starring Flipper. Showtimes are 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8:45. That was it. I had had it. This was the worst. I went back to the window, but there were people there first. So I got into line to wait for my turn to come up. Well, it was moving okay, except there was nowhere to whiz. And then some yokel from Utah asking, "Is this for Les Mis?" Yup. Well, I inched my way along the ledge till I was next in line, when out of nowhere came a traffic geek and pointed to a sign. restricted suicide zone, jumping by permit only, 8:30 to 11 a.m., Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. All unauthorized bodies will be towed at owner's expense. I give up, it's impossible. Don't even try, guess I just gotta move to New Jersey to die. Only thing there is, how would you know when you're dead? I guess I'm gonna die when I die, nothing else I can do. But after burning in hell, after what I've been through, yo, burn this, I could do hell in a walk. 'Cause it may not be as hot, but it's harder than hell in.
Calling you so early like this, but I ain't coming into work today, no. I got a bad case of jigginitis. Yeah, jigginitis. And you wouldn't want me around there anyway. This stuff is pretty catchy. So, see you on Monday. Works every time. Yep, it's getting to be that odor time of year. Right, boys? Well, let it rain, let it snow. I can't wait to hit the road. I got them spring fishing blues. Well, you grab the bait and I'll get the beer. Yep, it's that time of year when I get them spring fishing blues. Okay, now, you bring the worms and I'll get the poles and let's go down to the fishing hole. I got them spring fishing blues. Hitch up the camper and hook up the boat. Hope the gosh darn thing still floats. I got them spring fishing blues. Even if the fishing is slow, still beats working.
Amen to that.
The boys could see me now. I'm looking for bass, looking for pike. Can't even get a mosquito to bite. I got them spring fishing blues. I'm hunting for walleyes far and near, and the only thing come up was a rusty spear. I got them spring fishing blues. Crack the dawn, I crawl out of bed, all for just one stinking bullhead. I got them spring fishing blues. Well, I caught me a carp just fishing off the dock and smacked that sucker on a big old rock. I got them spring fishing blues. When the boys start talking about the one that got away and their big success, I'll tell you one thing.
It's all BS. I don't care what I'm fishing for. Just give me an anchor and a couple of oars, and I'll get them spring fishing blues. I'll be fishing till I die. I hope there's a fishing hole in the sky.
Lord have mercy.
When I catch them spring fishing blues.
All right, boys, back up the boat. Don't spin the tires like that, you're getting me all wet. Okay, now, give me a good shove and launch this sucker.
Yeah,
nuts. Not again. Every year it's the same old thing. Forgot the gosh darn drain plug. Gosh, I love fishing.
Alternative, you are so beautiful to me. With your 9-inch nails, bumper sticker on your black leather jacket. Alternative, please take my hand, and we can walk together to the mosh pit of life. Alternative, would you go to Lollapalooza with me, and we can pay $5 for a glass of water. Alternative, when I read your poetry, I can feel your pain, 'cause no one understands you but me. I was walking down Haight Street in San Francisco when a countercultured youth cornered me. She had a freshly dyed purple mohawk, $120 Doc Marten boots. So in other words, she was wearing about as much equity as I had made so far this year. And with a wanting look on her pale face, she asked me for some change. I said change comes from within. Alternative, I love you. From your cute little pierced nose to your tattoo. Alternative, let's go to the mall by where you live, and we can hang out with all the other alternative kids. Alternative, and then we can take a risk and buy a compact disc by a band that no one's ever heard of. Alternative, please take my hand, and we can walk through this meaningless, superficial world together. The day Kurt Cobain died, we both held each other and cried. But you made me feel a lot better when you said, thank God it wasn't Eddie Vedder. Alternative, you're such a tortured soul, 'cause you broke up with me when I said I liked mid-70s rock and roll. Alternative, really broke my heart, and now the only time that I can see you is when you're working at Kmart.
But I'll always love you,
Alternative.
Molly Pleasant right there with Alternity and By Request. Before that, Bananas at Large with Spring Fishin'. Monty Python with I Bet You They Won't Play That Song on the Radio. David Buskin with Hotline and the Vestibules with Bulbous Bouffant. I'm just about friggin' gone. Got one last thing that I'm going to play for you, and then Jeff will be up. And it's a bunch of stand-up by Steve Martin off of one of his really old albums, mid-70s sometime, I'm Feeling It, or whatever it's called, Wild and Crazy Guy. The track is I'm Feeling It, and it's friggin' here on 89.7 WITR, Henrietta.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Great to be here for the closing night show here at what is this? Is this San Francisco? Okay, been here for 2 weeks, and this is the closing night. We do 2 shows tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, so let's get going, huh? I mean, I think there's nothing better for a person to come out and do the same thing over and over for 2 weeks. This is what I enjoy, so I'm just going to do the same thing over and over and over, and I think rather than do it just twice, I think I'm going to do it over and over. I'm going to do the same joke over and over in the same show. This will be like a new thing. Looking for a little different kind of thing, and that's going to be good. Okay. Hey, I'm not trying to be a big shot or anything like that, but I get my drinks half price. That's right. For every one you buy, I get... So I can just have about as much as I want, you know what I mean? And it doesn't affect me. No, I'm not on this stuff. Okay. I have had a lot of fun since I've been here. I do like coming to San Francisco because it is an intellectual town. And that's kind of what I'm into. I dig the intellectual kind of thing. And I had a good time since I've been here. I know that sounds phony because every entertainer in the world comes out no matter where they are. They go, hey, it's really great to be here. And it really sounds fake, but I am sincere when I say, hey, it's really great to be here. But I dig the scene here. You know, I'm into the sophisticated kind of thing, and that's... Because I went to college, I studied philosophy and psychology in college, and I'm pretty proud of that. How many people study philosophy in college? So they can never raise their hand, they always go. Like halfway, because they're so confused after about 2 years, you know. Oh, but, yeah. Anyway, I have a book coming out, I'm pretty proud of that. I'm getting more out of the comedy, more into the series. There's a little child there, hi. How old is that little child?
Two?
Got a joke for him. These two lesbians are walking down the street. Anyway, I do have a book coming out. It's kind of a serious work for me, and I hope you pick it up. It's called How to Get Along with Everyone. And I didn't write it by myself. I wrote it with this other asshole jerk. But I have a couple other books. I did Bad Banana on Broadway. How many people read that? Just a few. Ceremony for a Fat Lip. Did you read that? Oh, I did Renegade Nuns on Wheels. Dykes on Fire. And oh, How to Make Money Off the Mentally Ill. This was a big one. How I Turned $1 million in Real Estate into $25 in cash. Oh, I wrote Mind Gone Haywire. I'll Take the Alphabet. Trouble in Doggy Land. The Howdy Doody Man or Myth. And I did the Apple Pie Hubbub. And, of course, the Apple Pie Hubbub was a significant novel for me because that's when I first started using verbs. My novels really brightened up after that. It was great. It's a good thing. But it's great. I think school is an important thing because you do learn the important questions of life. Hey, ist die Mundus, fieri abundus, huh? Oh, forgot. You don't speak Latin. Okay. But I'm in the language. This is my thing, you know. Language is the most important. I think you know what I'm trying to say. If you go to college, study the English language. So few people can really speak with pizzazz, you know? I think you know what I'm trying to say. Because we have a communication going here.
We're into something.
We are into something, man. And this is not drug-induced either. This is real. I've never had this feeling before, really. This is wild. This is wild, isn't it? You feel it? I'm feeling it.
89.7 WYGR, Modern Music and Spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More.